The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Jesus said to them, they abandoned their nets and they followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in the boat mending their nets. Then he called to them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. There is today something I'd like to talk to you about. What I'd like to talk to you about is being up to something fishy. And before I get to that point, you know, a little bit of background here. Today there is a call that Jesus makes to some fishermen to come and follow him. And the fact that he calls fishermen is instructive. It'll give us some important clues about preaching the gospel, bringing others to Christ. So the Lord calls us to be up to something fishy. We're going to talk about that, but as a prelude, I want you to know that the Lord has called us to follow him. But everyone that he calls to follow him, he eventually sends out to call others. And today, I'd like to talk to you about this role that we have of summoning others to Christ. And the first thing I simply want to say to you is that there's a lot of urgency in the scriptures today. In the first reading, Jonah was told to go to the Ninevites and to announce a word to them, calling them to repentance. Because if they did not repent, the judgment of God was going to come down upon them. 40 days more and Nineveh will be no more. There's an urgency, isn't there? And God did not want Nineveh to be lost. As I live, says the Lord, I do not want the death of a sinner, but rather that they should turn to me and live. But brothers and sisters, you gotta get ready to meet God. Because church, he's a holy fire. He's a great and a glorious God, and you gotta be ready to see him. And if we're not ready, we cannot escape the judgment that we cannot be in God's presence. And you notice that God heard their repentance. And through the word that Jonah preached to them, they did repent. And God, it says here, repented of the evil that he had threatened to do them. He did not carry it out. Do you see how urgent Jonah's task was? And if you know Jonah's story, he tried to get out of it. He ran. God had to send a big fish, a big whale of a story to bring him back. So it is. There was an urgency to Jonah's task. And listen to the second reading. It says here, "I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out." Now you say, well, that was 2,000 years ago, and here it is. So many years later, still hasn't run out. Listen. All I got to say to you is, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Those of you who are older than I am know how swiftly life runs its course. There's an urgency for ourselves to come to Christ, but also to bring others to Christ. See, we make light of this. But brothers and sisters, listen carefully to a sobering word from the Lord. The road that leads to damnation is wide, said Jesus, and many are following it. How narrow is the road to salvation, and how few there are who find it. Do not fail to hear the urgency of these words. All of us have loved ones who, if we are not Jonah to them, may be lost forever. You say, oh, well, that can't be. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. You say, well, this is hard to understand. How can this be? I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Tonight, I'm not going to go through and try to explain it all. I'm just going to say to you, Jesus has indicated to us that a very urgent work is at hand. We've just got to get about it. It is not true what most of us think, that everybody's basically good and everybody's basically going to heaven. That is not what Scripture teaches. We have got to sober up and realize that there is an urgent task at hand. Had the Ninevites not repented, they could not have endured the presence of God. And there are many today who, if they do not repent, will not be able to endure the presence of God and will be consigned to live apart from Him for all eternity. Jesus then also speaks of urgency at the beginning of this gospel today. He says, this is the time. Now is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Believe in the capacity of God to set you and me free and prepare us to see God. But we must repent. A very urgent message in the readings tonight. And I don't want to try to soften it. I don't want to say, well, come on, let's not worry too much about this. I'm just going to tell you what Scripture says. Urgent. Pay attention. Repent. Now, not tomorrow. It is not promised. Be serious about your own repentance, but also about calling other people to repentance. It is an absolutely urgent work. And the Scriptures are not playing games with us. The Scriptures are not trying to soften it and make it pretty so that we feel nice about it. It's simply saying there's a day of judgment. It's coming. It may be closer than you think. Get right with God. Urgency. Now, I want to spend the second half of the homily simply pointing out to you that there is something instructive about how we can go about calling others to repentance. He calls fishermen. And that's what I mean when I say that we've got to learn to be up to something fishy. Because there are many qualities of fishermen that we can learn from. Now, first of all, fishermen are very patient. I don't know if any of you have ever done any fishing. You could stand out there and throw that pole and wait a long time before you get a nibble. But commercial fishermen, the same thing. They go out, cast their nets, and frequently they have to wait and wait and wait some more. There may be days where they catch nothing at all. There may be a week or two where they catch very little. Patience. Keep casting the nets. Day after day. Day after day. Week after week. Month after month. Year after year. You say, but preacher, I have talked to my child, to my grandchild. I've tried to call them back to God, but I'm awful discouraged. Keep casting the net. With love, patience, perseverance. The next thing that's interesting about fishermen to observe is that they are professional. Fishermen, I'm thinking now especially of commercial fishermen, apply themselves to learn a lot about fishing. They have to learn how to use the equipment. They have to learn about the behavior of fish. They even learn to observe the water and the signs that it gives of the presence of a school of fish. They have to know the right time of day to fish. They have to be able to know about seasonal changes, how to use the right bait, the proper use of the nets. They understand the certain types of fish and their individual behaviors. They have to be able to sail, understand the weather, and on and on and on. And brothers and sisters, keep growing in your faith. Learn to know what you're talking about. Come to Mass every Sunday and listen carefully to what God teaches. Don't overlook any opportunity to learn, study more about the faith. But above all, don't just know about God. Know Him personally. I said to some of you last week, to be able to teach and preach with authority requires that we know the author. Do you hear the word author in authority? It is not so much merely that you have book learning. You have lots of facts and figures memorized. That can help. But what's really essential, to be able to teach with authority, is that you know the author. Grow in your faith. Get to know Him more and more. And you, like these fishermen, will become a professional in calling people to God. Because you know who is calling them. Not only are fishermen patient and professional, they are purposeful. When they're out fishing, it's a focused endeavor. When they're fishing, they're fishing. It's what they're doing. They're single-minded. Everything is focused on the fishing. They're not off in shopping malls. They're not off in movie theaters, sports games. They're fishing. They're doing what they're doing. You and I have got to learn, if we're going to be good at calling souls to Christ, to be living a more focused life on the gospel. This second reading today says some very strange things. It says, from now on, let those who have wives act as if they didn't have them. Those who weep as though they were not weeping. Those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing. Those who are buying as though they were not owning. Those making use of the world is not using it fully. There's a kind of a detachment from all the distractions of the world that we have to gain. And this reading uses some of the most precious things. A marriage. Ownership. We think of home ownership and all of our possessions and the things that are most precious to us. Even these things we have to realize are passing away. Don't become so focused and distracted by them that you can't do your primary thing, which is to fish. To be out calling souls to Christ. Living the Christian life in a prophetic way. When fishermen are fishing, they're fishing. It's what they do. They're not out pulling the ship off into a movie theater and watching movies. They're out fishing. So not only are fishermen patient and professional and purposeful, but they're pursuing. They go to the fish. Now listen, I'm afraid that the typical Catholic parish has the following evangelization program. Open the doors and hope people show up. Did you hear me or was there too much echo? That is not an evangelization plan. The Lord sent them out two by two. Starting in September, we are going to begin an evangelization program in this parish. I'll be telling you more about it in weeks to come. But we're going to start going out two by two into these neighborhoods, knocking on some doors, personally inviting people to come to Christ. Fishermen do not wait for the fish to come to them. They go to the fish. And once again, some of us need to start going to some of our family members. Not waiting for them to come to us and strike up a conversation that's spiritual. We need to go to them and initiate a spiritual conversation. We go to them. We don't wait for them to come to us. Too many of us were raised with this notion that religion is a private thing that we shouldn't talk about to other people. That is absurd and completely contrary to the scripture. It says we should go and speak and initiate a conversation with others. Not only are fishermen patient and professional and purposeful and pursuing, they are partnered. Commercial fishing is not something that is done alone. Fishing vessels have many members. But if you look at the vision that Jesus has here, notice that James and John were partners. Simon and Andrew were partners. Jesus, when he sends his disciples out, sends them out two by two. Do you have anyone in your family that you can partner with in bringing some souls to Christ from your own family? Maybe it's a sister or a brother who could reach out to some of the children and the grandchildren. The partnership's a good idea. Don't try to do it all by yourself. That isn't biblical. Develop partnerships with other family members, with other parishioners. Don't try to do it alone. The Lord sends them out two by two. Finally, not only are they patient and professional and purposeful and pursuing and partnered, they are persistent. And that brings us back to where we began. They cast the net no matter what. Day after day, month after month, week after week, year after year, constantly going out, never losing heart. They cannot guarantee a catch, but they are going to be sure that they are in place when the fish shall come. So it is with us. I cannot guarantee you success in going to your family members and friends and others and calling them to Christ. But I only know this. The Lord told us to fish. He will send the fish that He wants to send. But we have got to cast our net every day. We started with this understanding today of urgency. This is not some nice little luxurious thing that we can do in our spare time. This is our work. It is the most urgent thing that we do. Nothing is more important than to get to know Christ and evangelize our own soul and then to bring others to the same Christ we have met. This is our work as a Christian. Nothing is more important. So, I'm asking you to be about something very fishy. Amen.